Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, in New South Wales, Australia, indicates that solar activity continues to be observed at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 68, that's 6.8, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to a very, very small level of 2 single digits. And those levels are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. And the current sunspot cycle number 24 is progressing to its downward phase. It's not now expected to diminish to the next cycle for several months, at least until mid-2018. So high frequency propagation on long distance multi-path modes on frequencies above about 13 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable in the weeks ahead. Now we have some shortwave monitoring notes. First of all, frequency analysis for the 6, 7 and 9 megahertz spectrum. This is a summary of significant frequency occupancies I noted recently here in Melbourne across the time span 1900 to 1930. Several entries refer to religious transmissions, which are only carried on weekends, that's UTC days. And we're now into the new transmission season, that's the B17 transmission season, where there have been many, many frequency and schedule changes introduced for international broadcasters. Now, between 1900 and 1930, 5900 Bob or Voice Broadcasting Station using the relay transmitter at Kostinbrod in Bulgaria with Arabic programming until signing off at 1915. And on 5925, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran with its Turkish programs signing off at 1920. More frequencies for the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station, 5930 from Nauen in Germany, with Arabic from signing on at 1930, and 5935 also from Nauen with English until signing off at 1930, and 6030 again from Nauen with English until signing off at 1930. 6130 Trans World Radio from Swaziland, broadcasting from the Manzini transmitter with African language programs. And 6180 Radio France International from the Issedon transmitting station in France with broadcast in French. And 7320, a politically based station broadcasting from Yerevan in Armenia. This is Radio Denge Kurdistane, broadcasting in Kurdish. 7475, the Marianas Islands, Radio Free Asia from the Tinian transmitting site, broadcasting in Chinese. And 9600, a relatively new station on shortwave, a politically based station from Madagascar, from Mitalata Relay Station. It's known as the voice of the people of Somalia, broadcasting in the Somali language from signing on at 1900 to signing off at 1930. Another frequency for Radio France International is 9635 from the Issedon transmitting station in France with programs in French. 9715 Bible Voice Broadcasting from the Moosburn, Austria relay station with its transmissions in English. 9810 Madagascar KNLS WCR broadcasting in the Russian language service. And 9840 Adventist World Radio from Moosburn in Austria with programs in Hausa to signing off at 1930. And right up at the top end of the 31 metre band, 9975, the Voice of America from the Udon relay station broadcasting in Korean. Now, between 1930 and 2000, we continue our monitoring survey made in Melbourne recently. 5985, China Radio International, in Portuguese, from the Beijing transmitting site. 5990, Radio Romania International, in Romanian. 6040, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in English. Another frequency for Radio Romania International is 6180 in German. 7205, Adventist World Radio from Nauen in Germany, the relay station there, broadcasting in the Tatschelhip language from signing on at 1930. And 7290, the IRRS station at Safika, or using a transmitting site at Safika, in Romania, with English programming to Europe. 7305, another frequency for the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, this time in Italian until closing at 1950. And 7315, Radio RTA, that's the Radio Algeria station, broadcasting from the Issedon relay transmitter in France in Arabic. 7360, China Radio International from the Sarik, Albania relay station in French. And 7365, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station, that's the reciprocal relay usage with the IVB at other times, broadcasting a liturgy program, a religious program from signing on at 1940. And 7375, another frequency for Radio Algeria, again using the Issedon France relay station in Arabic. Interference on the same frequency from Radio Romania International. And that station is in Romanian on 7375. And 7425, another frequency for Bible Voice Broadcasting, again from Nauen in Germany, with English from 2000 until signing off at 2015. So quite good reception here in Melbourne recently in the sunrise period between 1900 and 2000. Various frequencies of stations mainly in Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia between 1900 and 1930 and 1930 to 2000. And quite an assortment of new frequencies there for the new change mission. So just a reminder that you are listening to the Australian DX Report, produced from Melbourne in Australia. This is Bob Pagel, your host. We continue with our broadcast now with some shortwave notes and news provided by the Bulgarian-based DX Bulgaria, or DX Shortwave List of Bulgaria, noting frequency changes and new schedules for the new transmission season. Radio Japan NHK World via the Issoudun French relay station, noted in Europe, on 13725 between 1430 and 1500. Programs in Persian to Western Asia, 500 kilowatts, 090 degrees antenna azimuth. The Voice of the Oromo Liberation, also, well, this is from the Now in Germany transmitting station. The frequency 11810, 1700 to 1730, to East Africa, 100 kilowatts, programs in Afar and Oromo and Amharic. Good signals of Transworld Radio Guam, broadcasting on 11965, signals noted in Europe, between 1103 and 1200, programs to Southeast Asia in English. 100 kilowatts, the antenna 263 degrees. The Voice of Tibet, a politically based station for broadcast on 9895 from Dushanbe, transmitting site there. 1300 to 1400 with 100 kilowatts to Central Asia in Tibetan. Frequency change for the BBC via the Babcock relay station at Tanshui. This is in Taiwan. And Voice of the People of Somaliland via Madagascar, being heard in Europe on 9600 between 1900 and 1930, 250 kilowatts to East Africa. And Radio Japan, NHK World, via the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station in the Vatican. That's a reciprocal frequency usage. 9485 is the frequency, 1930 to 2000, to West Africa in English. Transmitting power 250 kilowatts and the antenna 184 degrees. That was information from the Bulgarian DX newsletter, the online newsletter for shortwave listeners, produced in Sofia, Bulgaria. Some more news now from monitors in Eastern Europe, beginning with some information on the new frequencies for the current transmission period. Far East Broadcasting Company, Manila, Philippines, noted in Europe on 15450 between 0900 and 1000. Programs to East Asia and Southeast Asia in Chinese dialects. 100 kilowatts, 330 degrees antenna. The Broadcasting Service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, also known as Radio Riyadh, the Holy Koran program. 9715, heard in Europe between 0300 and 0400. 100 kilowatts, programs in Arabic to the Near Middle East. And the political station in Taiwan, the Sound of Hope, broadcasting on the outer band frequency of 11530 on between 0600 and 0700 with programs in Chinese to East Asia. So that was some information from our monitors in Eastern Europe concerning frequencies for the current transmission season, the new season. They also note Österreichische Rundfunk, the Austrian radio, from the Moosburn transmitting site on 6155 between 0600 and 0720 to Western Europe with programs in German. That's 300 kilowatts and non-directional transmission. And also the Voice of Greece using 9420 between 0600 and 0800 to Western Europe with Greek programs from the Avalos transmitting site with 170 kilowatts and antenna 323 degrees.